Hello, this is Pastor Travis from Unity Church Magnolia. We want to thank you for joining us today for this week's podcast. We pray that it will encourage you and strengthen you for your journey with Christ. We hope to see you soon. God bless you as you listen.
Amen. I'm going to jump into a message this morning from our Grave to Glory series, which is a sequel to last year's Grave Clothes. And we have been talking the last few weeks on this scripture found in Matthew 28, verse 5 through 6, that simply says this: The women were breathless and terrified until the angel said to them, "There's no reason to be afraid. I know you're here looking for Jesus who was crucified, but he isn't here." Somebody say, "He isn't here. He is not in the tomb. He is risen victoriously." You see, Jesus Christ did not just rise from the dead, but he rose triumphantly and victoriously. And he rose with a purpose and with power and authority that was delivered to the church. It says, Jesus, just as he said, "Come inside the tomb and see the place where our Lord was lying." Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day. And God, we thank you for your word that is alive and that is well and that is sharper than a two-edged sword. God, I pray that you speak to our hearts and change our lives today. In Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Somebody shout, "Grave to glory." Look at somebody and say, "God's taking you from grave to glory." Because Jesus rose from the dead so that you could also rise above your circumstances and your situations and your old life to a place seated in glory. The Bible says this, that we are seated in heavenly places. God has taken us from the grave to glory. I once was blind, but now I see. I once was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore. Can somebody shout hallelujah? So we started the series talking about how Jesus was honored in death. And even though it's easy to honor someone when things are going your way, it's easy to honor someone when blind eyes are being opened and the dead are being raised and things are happening and the water's turned into wine and all of these different miracles. It's easy to honor someone, but after that's all over and after Jesus had breathed his last on the cross, there were men and women who rose up to honor him in his death and gave him a proper burial. Also, we talked about while he was in the tomb, while he was laying on the grave table, while his body was closed up in the grave, Jesus was not just sleeping. Aren't you thankful that Jesus didn't just take a three-day vacation, a little sabbatical after many years of ministry? Aren't you thankful that Jesus didn't say, "Well, that's enough"? Jesus was not just sleeping. The Bible says that he ascended into heaven and then he descended down into hell. And when he came back holding the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Somebody shout, he wasn't just sleeping. And so this morning, I want to speak a little message entitled "Earth Shaking." Somebody say, "Earth Shaking." Matthew 28, 1 through 2 says this: "After the Sabbath, at dawn on a Sunday morning, the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb." And listen to this: "And there was a violent earthquake." There was a violent earthquake, for an angel of the Lord came down from heaven, and going to the tomb, he rolled back the stone, and somebody say, he sat on it. Here's what I want to tell you this morning, is when Jesus arose from the dead, he rose with power. Somebody say, power. Do you know that the Bible says, and I've already mentioned it once this morning, that the same power, the same Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead is dwelling inside of us, because the Bible teaches us that we are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. We carry the Holy Spirit with us wherever we go, whether we're at work or school or whether we're on the lake fishing. We are all embodied by the Holy Ghost. We are dwelling inside of us is the power of the Holy Spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead. You see, the stone represented a stronghold. The stone that was placed on the grave represented a stronghold. And I believe with this many people in a room this morning, I believe that there are probably some strongholds represented here today. What is a stronghold? A stronghold is anything that will hold you back from accomplishing God's will for your life. A stronghold is anything that will separate you from the darkness and the light. A stronghold is anything that will keep you bound in a tomb when you should be out in the world living. And we talked about last year, if you remember, we talked about grave clothes. And we talked about how we need to leave the grave clothes in the grave. Can somebody say amen? They don't belong in the land of the living. And God is saying that He is wanting to, on this Easter morning, on this resurrection celebration day, that He is wanting to roll the strongholds of your life to the side. Because when He rose with power, and the ground began to shake, and the stone was rolled away. Can somebody shout hallelujah? I believe that some of your strongholds are going to roll away this morning. Look at somebody and say, your stronghold is about to roll away. And here's what the Bible says. Your stronghold is nothing more than a footstool for the Lord. It's nothing more than a stool for the Lord. Because it says the angel came down, the stone was rolled away, and what did the angel do? He sat on it. It's nothing more than a stool for the Lord. You see, our strongholds many times seem like impossibilities. They seem like something that cannot be overcome. It seems like that it is finished. Jesus even said it. It's finished. And that can be misinterpreted as a lost. The battle was lost. Everything that I've worked for is done. I've tried everything I can do, and nothing has worked. It is finished. But can I tell you, when it is finished comes out of the mouth of God, what He's really meaning is it's just about to begin. Because when God finishes something, He starts something new. And so the stone was rolled away. And I think it's so funny that God sent an angel to sit on the stone. And He said, this thing that seemed too big for you, this thing that seemed impossible for you, this thing that seemed overwhelming for you, this thing that caused a lot of grief and sorrow in your life, I'm just going to sit on it. I'm just going to rest here for a minute. Until someone comes along. And they see that the stone is rolled away and that Jesus is not there. And the angel of the Lord says, hey, don't be afraid. Listen to this. Just as He said. Somebody ought to say that. Just as He said. Do you know that if Jesus said it, and if I believe it, that settles it. Just as He said. Well, what has He said over your life this morning? I believe one of the things that He said is He said, I came to give you life and life more abundantly. I believe that He said that He came to set the captives free. I believe that He said that the same power that raised Jesus from the dead is dwelling. Listen, I believe that God said that His promises are yes and amen. I believe that God said that He so loved the world that He gave His one and only Son. I believe that God said that you are worth it all to Him. I believe that God said, so whatever God said He's going to do, how many knows He's going to do it? Somebody say He's going to do it. So the stronghold is nothing more than a stool for the Lord. The same spirit that rose Jesus from the dead has been deposited inside of you. It says this, that the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And listen to this. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, He will give life to your mortal bodies by this same Spirit living within you. God came to give you life. Somebody say life. Some of you have been living in circumstances and situations and moments in your life that make it seem dark and dreary and like there's no hope. But God is getting ready to shake the earth in your life and cause that stone to roll away. Can somebody shout hallelujah? Man, you guys are not as excited about this as I am this morning. If He said it, He's going to do it. He said that He was going to bless the bald ones with a baby. But I serve a God who does super, exceedingly, abundantly, more than you can ever ask, think, or even imagine. And so instead of one baby, they got two. You know why? Because it seemed impossible. And if something seems impossible to you this morning, that is the biggest setup for God to operate a miracle so that He can get all the glory. It is for His name's sake that He works on our behalf. Oh, man. What an awesome day to celebrate new life. Baldwins, what an awesome day to celebrate new life. Then Resurrection Sunday. What seemed dead and hopeless is alive forevermore. Every stronghold in your life is subject to the Spirit living inside of you. Oh, there may have been a stone on the grave, but the Bible says that even the rocks will cry out. Even the rocks will cry out. The stone was subject to the spirit that was behind the stone. The stone of the stronghold was subject to the spirit of the one who is laying on the grave table. The stone was subject. And when Jesus said it was time to rise again, the stone had to get out of the way. The stronghold had to move. You know, the Bible says that we can speak to the mountain and it shall move, right? How many believes that this morning? Oh, I believe it. I believe it. Some of you need to speak to your circumstance. Some of you need to speak to your stronghold. I may be a drug addict, but I don't have to stay a drug addict. I may be addicted to pornography, but I don't have to stay addicted. I may be living as a bound man, but I serve a God who died on the cross of Calvary, who came to give me life and life more abundantly. At the name of Jesus, every chain is broken. We need to start speaking of those things, man. Don't just say, well, I was born like this, Pastor. My mama was a smoker. My daddy was a smoker, and his daddy dipped tobacco. And I'm just, this is just the way I am. Break it, my friend. Break it. He didn't come so that you could stay bound. He came so He could roll your stone away. Somebody ought to shout, earth shaking. Mark 11:23 says this, I tell you the truth, you can say to this mountain, may you be lifted up and thrown into the sea, and it will happen. But listen, you must really believe. It will happen, and have no doubt in your heart. I just want to ask you this morning, I'm using this mountain, this stone, this earth as a stronghold this morning. Do you really believe that God can set you free from the strongholds in your life? Do you really believe that God can take the things that are binding you, the key things that are keeping you locked in the tomb, the things that are keeping you separated from the destiny that God has for you? Do you really think He can roll those things away? I believe it, my friend. I believe it because I've seen Him set the captive free. You know why? Because He set me free. I wasn't born perfect. I know that's surprising to some of you, but I haven't always been this way. Pamela said, I didn't know you ever were. I'm thankful for the blood of Jesus that spilled down on the cross of Calvary that came to set you and me free this morning. Can somebody give God praise for that? I believe. Somebody shout, I believe. I believe that the faith that God has given us has the power to shake the earth. I believe that the power that God has given us because of what he did on the cross and because he didn't stay dead, but he's alive forevermore. It has the power, and he has given us the authority to speak to our mountains, to speak to our circumstances, to speak to our situations, the things. How about this? Let's just get down to it this morning. To speak to our sin, the things that are holding us back, and to say, you have no power over me. Old flesh, you don't have to control me. I've been telling the church for a while now, God has been restoring a season of fasting in my life, and the whole point is just to remind my flesh that it's not in charge. Right? We're not who this flesh says we are. Can I tell you that we are not who this world says we are? We are not who this old mind, this corrupt thing says we are. We're not even who our spouse says we are. Thank God some days. I'm just kidding. We are who he says we are. More than overcomers. And that doesn't mean that, listen, I'm not talking about that you're going to start driving a Cadillac and some Gucci and, you know, instead of a hoopty, right, and all this kind of stuff, whatever. You know, you can be wearing all the Gucci you want, but I can tell you this, you can go to hell with Gucci from head to toe. Gucci burns too, I can tell you, I promise you. You are more than overcomers. Somebody say, I'm more than overcomer. You do not have to live bound to the strongholds in your life. You do not have to stay in the grave. God is calling you forth. He's calling you forth, and he is ready to send an earthquake your way. Can somebody say amen? You see, when Jesus rose from the dead, I believe that the ground began to shake. The ground began to shake, and the things that held you and I back, he said, can stay no longer. The ground began to shake, and the stone that separated Jesus from the darkness of the grave to the light of life, he said, it is time for you to move. The ground began to shake, and everything that the enemy thought he had gained became futile and pointless because Jesus Christ rose from the grave. The ground began to shake, and he said, sin shall hold you back no longer. The ground began to shake, and Jesus rose with power and authority. And when the earthquake was over, and everything began to settle down, Jesus rose with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. Somebody ought to stand up and give the Lord some praise this morning. Come on. Come on, church. Give him some praise this morning.
Hey, thanks again for joining us for this week's podcast. If you were blessed by the message today, please join us by visiting us at ucmagnolia.com. You can see what's going on, you can give online, and you can be a part of what God's doing at Unity Church Magnolia. God bless you, and we hope to see you soon.